Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Maryvale High School principal Thomas Stack joining us live. We're talking about cell phones in schools, and policies vary district to district. Mr. Stack, thanks for the time this morning. Is this one of those things that you seem to have to revisit every year?
Well, good morning to you. We have, for the past several years, thought about the prospects of potentially limiting the use of the cellular phones and or smart technology in the building. And we felt it prudent this year that it may be the best of years to do that, seeing that our students would have exposure to Chromebooks in each and every classroom throughout the building this year. And also, we broadened our technology needed for mathematics, graphing calculators, et cetera, where at one point in time, apps may have been able to assist us with that were on the cellular phone. So this was the year that we felt the change would be best.
So a lot of this brought on because you have that new technology in classrooms with the Chromebooks. In other words, maybe in cases where you would have wanted to use a phone for teaching purposes, you don't have to anymore?
Well, that's certainly one of the tenets of it. I would say that there's really four, you know, major tenets that we looked at when making this decision. And when I say we made this decision, it's a school improvement team decision that we have been looking at for the last several years. We really take a hard look at the social and emotional growth of students as well. Certainly those embedded technology pieces that we were discussing certainly help us in applying the technology and allowing our students to have access to it, where the cell phones are not something we are going to need any longer. But when you really look at things, there wasn't one significant event. It was a culmination of many events, and we really look at the social piece, which is the battles that schools fight these days, anything from texting in school to sexting, bullying, harassment, and intimidation, and really overexposure to social media has been something that we long have been fighting, and really we're taking a look at denting that. And then when you look at the emotional side of pieces, we really have noticed that communication between students to teachers has really suffered, and we really want to, you know, help build a one-to-one connection with our students. We do absolutely want to put the emphasis on building relationships. That's something we're always after, and really, you know, reinforce those social aspects and cues to our students' lives. You know, when you look at the academic side, you think about obviously the interferences that come with cell phones during classes, and those do happen frequently. We hope that the use of our Chromebooks are something that are monitored by us, filtered by us, and something we can use to help deliver instruction. You know, this isn't a wait for the day policy, but I'd like to be clear that, you know, students still do have a 4-minute passing time in the hallway where they can check the phones at their lockers. If there is an important notice from a parent, guardian, or something other than that, they would have the opportunity to do that. And obviously, we do provide them ample access here in the office for communication as well.
What about parents? What are they telling you about the access that they want with their kids?
That's a great question, and that is probably the piece that we have heard the most about, to be candid. We started surveying parents back the last few days of April into the first 3 weeks of May. We used a Thought Exchange survey, which is an online survey tool to collect information and solicit input from parents, and parents, many, are split on the issue, to be honest. I would say it's kind of 50-50. Parents certainly have become accustomed to being able to, you know, text their students at will, their son or daughter at will, and or call them during the school day, often contributing to those disruptions. Many parents also believe, though, on the other side of it, that school is a place for learning, and they trust us with the care and the safety of their students, and they want us to be able to have the most positive impact possible there.
You know, we've been talking about this throughout the morning and taking a lot of comments from people who say, oh, isn't it easy? You just tell them to lock their phones up. You can't use it during school. But I'm guessing from somebody who's actually in the school setting, you've figured out it's not really that easy, is it?
No, it's certainly not easy. If it was easy, I think many more school districts would be attempting to do this, to be honest. It's certainly not something that we classify to be an easy lift to do, but we feel it's best for Maryvale, and we feel it's best for our high school, and it's something that is certainly going to be a break-in period of 2 weeks, and we want to be able to educate and have time with our students to talk about the nuances of it, why it's important, and why we feel it's in the best interest of the learning process.
You know, God forbid there was something horrible that would happen at a school. What happens in that case?
That's a great question, and you know, safety obviously is paramount. Everything we do here revolves around the safety and well-being of our students. So when you take a look at the use of the technologies, we want to be able to control the output of information and the information going out to law enforcement. What you often don't want and hear of sometimes in national emergency school shootings and other crisis events is that communication lines and emergency lines sometimes get jammed with the overload of cellular transmission. So we want to be able to limit that. We want to be able to appropriately communicate with our law enforcement. We want to appropriately be able to give them information, locations of emergencies, and give them the specs of what is happening on site, site on scene, without inappropriate or false information going out. We even, the administrators in the district this year, even have our radios that are attached to our belt, which can communicate now directly with law enforcement. So that was a great partnership between the Cheektowaga Police Department as well as our district. So we do take that very seriously and again, want to control that flow of information.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.